Today is also called Trinity Sunday. The first thing I want to ask is, how many gods are there?
One.
Louder?
One.
Louder.
One.
One God. That's right. There's only one God. The Bible says there is one God, but that God is made up of three persons. The Father, the Son, which we know is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. How many is that?
Three.
Three. How many?
Three.
Say it louder.
Three.
Three, that's right. That is what we call the Trinity. Think we can say that word together? Ready? Trinity. One more time. Trinity. So we have one God, but three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you've noticed when we have a baptism, the pastor will say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as he makes a cross over his heart. If you listen in church, Pastor Dennis in confession will say, your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And what do we call that? We call that the
Trinity.
That's right. Now, as simple as that sounds, Trinity is sort of hard to understand. It's a mystery to us, something we can think about and wonder about. People have used many different things to try to help us explain the Trinity. But today, I'm going to use an egg. Now, how many eggs do I have?
One.
That's right, I have one egg. But as you probably know, the egg is made up of three parts. What do we call this part?
Shell.
The shell. How many eggs do we have?
One.
One shell. I mean, one egg. Shell is number one, okay? Now, if you peel that shell, what do we call this? Do you know? We call this the what? No, not that. We call it the white. So we have the shell. We have one egg, but we have the shell. We have the white. Now what do we have?
The yolk.
The yolk. So we have one egg, but three parts. We have the shell, the white, and the yolk. But one egg. Okay, so in the same way, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are three persons, but only one God. Mystery solved. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for this wonderful day and for all the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the things in life that we don't completely understand and for giving us the faith to believe them anyway. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and we call that Trinity. That's right. Amen.